Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and we are right smack in the middle of December. It's December 14th. So how is your Christmas shopping going, if you're doing holiday shopping of any kind? I used to be one of those slightly nauseating people who got all of their shopping done, by the first week of December, and my family all lives in Montana, and my husband's family all lives in Ohio, and so I would have all of my shopping done, everything wrapped, and everything mailed by like the first or second week of December. I'd have Christmas cards out. Many years, I made them myself. I was in college, and it would be finals week, and I would be making homemade Christmas cards to be sending out, and now I don't do any of that. I don't quite have my poop in a group like that anymore. So if you are one of those people that is already done with all of your shopping, all of your wrapping, all of your decorating, all of your holiday cards, everything, I salute you. And if you are someone who hasn't even started any of that, I still salute you. And all of you who are in the middle, kudos to everyone, because just you get through the season however you can get through it without being completely stressed out, okay? That is my advice to you, whether you want it or not, because you just came to hear about books, right? Not about weird Christmas shopping stuff from your host. Let's talk about books. So we have another author interview today, and I'm excited to be bringing you another. She's not a debut author. She kind of is a debut author. She co-wrote a book with her brother. That would be her debut novel. But now she is solo authoring a serial novel, called The Forever Winter Chronicles. And this tells the story of a woman named Raven who wakes up under some very strange circumstances. So let me read you the description of the first book in the serial, or the first installment in the serial. And it says, "Everyone you love is dead. Everything you knew is gone. You were not supposed to wake up. Raven Winter is frozen in time. When she awakens 100 years later in a strange underground colony, the world as she knew it is gone. Nuclear war, famine, and a sterility plague have devastated the earth. The land beyond the walls is a wasteland. She was dead. You saved her life. Now you must kill her again. Matthew is a scientist searching for the answers which will save the human race from certain extinction. Hoping Raven might prove the answer he has been looking for, Matthew revives her from the state of hibernation. Amazed she is alive, Matthew becomes enchanted with the captivating Raven. But the colony leaders want just one thing from the woman from the ice, to study her body and harvest her fertile eggs. Will you risk it? Will you sacrifice humanity's last hope in order to escape? The end of the world is only the beginning." Forever Winter, Awakening is book one of a post-apocalyptic thrill ride, which emphasizes the message that if you believe in yourself, good can prevail. So it's this very interesting concept. It starts right off with the action where our main character, Raven, is involved in an accident, ends up being frozen in an avalanche, and you know, she probably should be dead, but she is dug up out of the ice 127 years later. There's been a plague, there's been nuclear war, there's been just massive destruction on the earth, and she wakes up in a very, very different world from the one that she knew in her previous life. And she is seen as only being necessary for her hopefully fertile eggs that will help to repopulate the earth, because they have been cloning people, and which isn't going so well. So you have all this great science stuff and all this, you know, the wonderful, like, just to the edge of, oh, that could happen, or oh, that just sounds quite implausible, but, you know, maybe. So I love those books where you're right there on the edge of, yeah, this is really great. I love this. This sounds crazy, but it could happen. So you've got cloning, you've got nuclear winter, you have got not time travel, but a woman who has been frozen in ice, etc. And that's just the beginning, because then she escapes from the colony that she has been brought to for the research purposes. They are going to actually possibly kill her. And so she escapes with the help of Matthew. And I'm not going to give too much more away because you should read it yourself. And then, of course, once she escapes, the adventure is just beginning. And she has to learn to navigate this world that she basically has no, she doesn't have a lot of memories from her previous life. She's woken up with a lot of amnesia. Can you have a lot of amnesia? She wakes up with amnesia and doesn't have a lot of memories from her life before. And she doesn't understand the world that she's woken up in. So she really has to learn to navigate this. As we talk about in the interview, there are currently 7 installments out. The 8th comes out December 27th, and there will be a total of 12 installments. So you get this great long epic story that comes out in installments. And so you don't have to wait a huge long time for the next book to come out. You get shorter books, but quicker, which I always appreciate because it drives me crazy when I have to wait a year between books. I'm just impatient that way. So I'm going to turn now to my interview with KM Fortune and let her talk about her serial novel, The Forever Winter Chronicles. Hi, Kathy. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, and thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. We are going to talk about your books, but first I would love for my listeners to just get to know you a little bit. Whatever you're comfortable sharing about yourself would be great.
My name is Kathy Chance, and I actually write under the pen name Cam Fortune. I specialize in writing post-apocalyptic or dystopian fiction, but my background is actually as a tech writer, and I've been doing that for 20 years or so now, and it really helped me hone my writing skills and gave me a real foundation to move forward with fiction writing. I stopped and started with a lot of books in the past, but I was able to finish one here recently and get started on this series through a collaboration with my brother. We got together and checked off a bucket list item, finishing a novel, and it was a lot of fun and very rewarding. So now I'm kind of into it. I'm kind of addicted.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so tell us about this series that you're writing, the Forever Winter series.
Yes, so it's post-apocalyptic, and it's set in a dystopian winter landscape, and it stars Raven Winter, hence the name, and it deals with all the adventures she goes through and the different characters that she meets to try to get to her ultimate goal, which is, well, basically saving the world. But you'll find that out in the last novel.
Okay. And she is interesting because she is, she, at the very beginning, she is involved in an accident and ends up being frozen for a very long time.
Yep, that's true.
What was your inspiration for this story?
Well, I kind of wanted to write something that would reflect what I might do if I was in some extreme situation. I, as a kid, always kind of imagined adventures, and I wanted to be in the future, and I was trying to figure out how I could get a character into the future. So I had recently heard about, you know, cryogenic freezing, and that's how she ended up getting frozen in the avalanche. It just unraveled from there. I just, you know, kept going as a domino effect, different things that happened to her and different people she met.
Mm-hmm. And give us a little bit of insight into the main character of Raven. Besides the fact that she is definitely out of her own time, what else about her makes her special as a main character?
Raven is a little different as far as a character because she's very positive in her outlook. Everything she believes is kind of her destiny. And a lot of post-apocalyptic fiction, it's a little more doom and gloom, where she's actually more of a believer in the master plan or that the universe has a purpose for her. And so she strives for goodness and justice, and that gives her the strength to basically survive under these extreme circumstances.
I know, we just got to the good stuff, and now I'm jumping in here and interrupting as usual, but it is that time where we do have to take our first break of the podcast. When we come back, I will be talking more, of course, with Kathy about the Forever Winter Chronicles, and she's going to give us a little more insight into what happens next in the story and talk about how she writes all those good things. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
All right. Thank you for hanging in there during the commercials, and welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, where today I'm speaking with K.M. Fortune about her serial novel, The Forever Winter Chronicles. And so let's get back to hearing more about Raven's story and what's happening to her and what might happen to her in the future. And can you talk a little bit about the world that she wakes up in? Because she wakes up in a place called Eden, and they have some what we would probably consider to be backwards religious and social ideas.
True, that's true. I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, she wakes up in a colony that was built from an underground government laboratory. So as the world ended, and I'm not giving much away, but while she was frozen or asleep in a coma, the world kind of fell apart, and there was nuclear war and caused by different elements. And when she wakes up, it's a barren landscape, basically. It is winter time, and she has to survive without knowledge of where she even is. She's lost a lot of her memory because of the accident. And so, yeah, she has to get through not having much to eat or much to drink or knowing anyone. And she has to escape from the colony right off the bat because, like you said, they're kind of backwards in how they feel about women. So, yeah, she has a lot of obstacles. I really make it hard for her.
Yes, you do. Are there any autobiographical characters in any of the story, elements in any of the story or the characters?
A little bit. I like to think that also that everybody kind of has a destiny, so I built that around her. I don't think I'm quite as positive about everything as she tends to be. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like I said, I wrote the story because I always kind of wondered what I would do in these sort of extreme situations.
So talk about the choice to write this as a serial novel rather than putting it out as a full-length novel.
Okay, so serial novels kind of were the rage, unfortunately, a couple of years ago. You might have heard of Hugh Howey. He did Wool was actually the name of the serial novels that he did. And so I'd read some of those and got the idea that maybe I could write something a little shorter and release more often. And in alignment with that, I also was taking a class by Mark Dawson. He does a self-publishing formula. And I took the class, and I wanted to apply those concepts. I didn't want to wait until I finished, 200,000 words of this epic novel. So I thought, well, let's try a serial.
And you currently have 7 stories available in the serial. There's an 8th that is coming out on December 27th. How many installments do you have planned?
So I've always kind of thought that it would be 12. Just because that sounded like a good number, and I had spaced it out on a spreadsheet, and it came out to about 12 to have each of the episodes and their goals to be at the end. So 12 was what I ended up with, but I've already come up with some spinoffs. Some of the characters, I've got some feedback from readers. Hey, we'd like to know more about the background of one of these characters. For example, Willow, she's one of the strong female characters that comes out in book 3 and 4. can see some prequels in our future,
oh,
definitely.
Okay.
So 12 in the main set, but definitely some additional ones.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that'll be fun to find out some more of the background and some more of the things that happen in the time between, you know, Raven's first life and then her life when she wakes up. Did you do a lot of research for this series?
A little bit. I did some research around, you know, originally I thought maybe nuclear winter, but then I researched and found nuclear winter won't last as long as some people might fear. It's supposed to be relatively short. So I had it set in a place where winter is pretty extreme anyway, which the high desert of Nevada can be very cold and definitely very desolate. So I researched that area and actually lived in that area for a while. So I knew that would be a good landscape. I did a little research around cloning and also human-animal gene splicing and things because I have some odd characters that come up later in the novels. But pretty much it's mostly just made up.
Okay. What, if anything, can you tell us about the upcoming story? Can you tease anything?
Sure. There's going to be a lot of action within the Forbidden City. So if you've read any of the novels leading up to here, you've heard a lot of ominous discussion of the Forbidden City, and Raven ends up there in book 7, and book 8 includes a lot of her trials and tribulations there. There's also a collision between Willow, who's trying to save a character, and she runs into Gabriel, who's the head of the army, basically, that's trying to stop her. And of course, there's Hector and Helen, Queen Helen, also have some fun in this novel.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. So you mm-hmm. said that this was something that was on your bucket list and that you've been doing technical writing for 20 years. So this decision to write came a little later in life. You haven't done writing before this of fiction?
Well, that's right. So that's not entirely true. I'm one of those authors that gets gung-ho for about 10,000 words on an idea mm-hmm. and then kind of loses momentum. So I have written fiction for a while, and I have completed a couple of short stories which have been published in different places. But for the most part, a full-length novel was always out of my reach. And it is always something I wanted to do. It's just I didn't have the motivation or the training to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this was the perfect opportunity then to write these smaller installments that...
Right. Perfect. Yep.
Great. So this, since you do have a full-time job outside of writing, how do you balance that? Do you have a certain schedule for your writing? Do you have a favorite place to write?
Yeah. Because I work full-time, I get up early and I do a lot of writing from like 4 a.m. until I have to get ready to go to work at, you know, 6:30. So I get a couple hours in. And then I'm also, everybody pretty much knows I am not available at lunch because during my lunch hour, I will actually go, when it's warm enough, out to my car and sit in the back seat and work on my laptop or, you know, head over to the coffee shop when it's a little colder and write there. So I get 3 hours or so a day dedicated to the books.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. I don't know that I could put a coherent sentence together at 4 a.m, so I am very impressed.
I even use dictation sometimes, which really can be difficult.
Yeah.
They're like, what were you saying?
Was that English?
Yeah.
Do you have favorite authors or genres that you like to read?
Oh, absolutely. I am a huge post-apocalyptic reader, which is why I ended up in this genre, I'm pretty sure. Ever since I was young, I have looked for those kind of novels, and they're very popular right now, so there's plenty of fodder. But back when I first started reading them, I started with some of the classics. I mean, Neville Shute, he wrote On the Beach, Pat Frank, Alas Babylon. I mean, some of those are classics, classic dystopian or end of the world scenarios. There's some more recent, you know, obviously Hunger Games and some of those I've enjoyed very much and took some influence from. But yeah, just about anything in that genre I like.
Okay, thank you. Do you have advice for aspiring authors?
I do. Well, have a plan. That's probably foremost, whether it's have a plan about what you're going to write or have a plan for the trilogy, but also have a plan about what you're going to do when you're done with it, because it can be very frustrating to have this, what you think is a wonderful novel, but you don't know how to get it published either traditionally or self-publishing. So maybe do some reading and research before you really really get too gung-ho, because it can be a bit depressing when you have something fantastic that you think is written, but you don't know what to do with it.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. And is that something that you had would have wished someone had told you before you started this, or did you go into it with a plan?
No. To answer your question, I really wish someone had taken me aside. I spent some time taking some online classes to try to find out about how to self-publish. Luckily, my brother, who I collaborated with on the previous novel, had ventured out and actually written a second novel, which he learned a lot. So he did give me a little advice that traditional publishing is very difficult, and maybe try self-publishing. But I didn't know anything about marketing, and no one really told me that, you know, you need to, like I said, have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone I talk to talks about the struggles of publishing, whether it's self-publishing or going through an agent, or, you know, however they do it, they all have struggles. So you are not alone in that.
Yeah.
I have said it before, and I will say it again to all of you out there who are working on getting a book published, no matter what route you're taking, whether you are self-publishing, whether you're going through an agent, whether you are, I don't even know what all the other alternatives are, but I salute you. I commend you. It sounds like quite the adventure, sometimes quite the struggle. I know that there are rewards in there too, but just keep going. I am so amazed by all of you. We are going to take another break, our final break of the podcast. And when we come back, I'll be concluding my interview with author KM Fortune. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and here's the conclusion to my interview with author KM Fortune. Where can people find your books?
Right now, I'm exclusively on Amazon. I go through what they call Kindle Select, which allows me to put it on Kindle Unlimited, so those people that have a subscription to that can read them for free.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps. They help out a little bit with advertising when you go that route, so even though it's exclusive, and I don't have it available to people on maybe Kobo or Nook, which is unfortunate. Right now, as a new author, it's really the best package for me.
Okay. And then where can people find you on social media, or do you have a website?
I have both. I'm on Facebook. I have a page there if you ever wanted to take a look and follow along with my posts every day. I am under at KM Fortune Author, all one word, basically. And I also have a newsletter, which people can sign up for by going to my website, which is www.kmfortune.com.
Okay. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like people to know, either about the series or about writing or just anything we haven't covered?
Yeah, actually, I just want to let people know that my goal when I write the books is really help the readers have a little escape. That's why I read, and I want to give it back. I want to make sure people are entertained. I hope people give the books an opportunity to do that. Also, there's more to come aside from this series. I'm writing the second post-apocalyptic series, which is actually in a more modern setting. And I think it's going to be unique compared to the hundreds of others that are out there, because I'm writing it in the first person.
Okay.
It's more of a personal account. Yeah. So So I think that'll be a nice switch.
Okay. Do you have a timeline on that for when it might be available?
Yeah, that first book will be available at the end of February.
Oh,
so
okay.
It won't stop me from keeping my deadlines for my current series. That's come up a few times in my newsletters when I mention it. People write back and say, you're not going to stop Raven's Adventure.
Right.
So no, that's not going to happen. It'll still be in a parallel.
Okay. And what is the new series? What is it called?
That's a really good question.
Okay.
I don't have a name for
it. To be announced. That's good to know. But you
have to be announced and... Yeah.
Yeah, you have an author page on Amazon, so I assume that people can find it there when it's available.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it'll be available on my author page, and if you follow me on that page, you'll get an email about it, or if you go to the newsletter, you'll hear about the whole journey as I get it ready to go.
Perfect. Well, thank you. I am looking forward to finding out how Raven's Adventure concludes, and I'm also intrigued by your new series. So, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to me. I really, really appreciate it.
Sure, Sarah. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And once again, I want to thank my guest, KM Fortune. I especially want to thank Kathy because she took time out of her workday. She actually spoke to me on her lunch hour on Monday for this interview. And as she said in the interview, she tends to take that hour to write. So not only did she take time out of her day, but she took time out of her writing schedule to talk to me. So Kathy, thank you so much for doing that. I really enjoyed speaking with you, and I hope you'll come again on the podcast. Maybe we can talk about your new series. So thank you once again to Kathy, to KM Fortune, author of the Forever Winter Chronicles. As I mentioned before, there are currently 7 of those installments out, with the 8th one coming out on December 27th. So if you're looking for something new to read, if you're still working on those Christmas lists and getting shopping done, this might be an option for someone in your life who likes post-apocalyptic or dystopian novels, especially ones with really strong female characters. I highly recommend this one, so you should check it out. As Kathy said, you can find those books on Amazon if you are interested. So thank you, as always, for joining me for another interview. I hope you'll join me again next week. I've got another 2 interviews scheduled. The first one will be on Tuesday, and I'll be interviewing author Angela Breidenbach, who turns out is a good friend of mine from Montana, and we will be discussing her historical romance, which is set in Helena, Montana, that's the capital, in the 1800s. So I'm excited to talk to Angela and hear about what's going on with her. Talk about her book, talk about her podcast, talk about everything that's been going on in her life. Maybe we'll talk about her grandbabies. I don't know. So join me next week when I speak with Angela. Thank you again for joining me today as I spoke with author KM Fortune. In the meantime, as always, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, any app that you use for your mobile device, and you can follow us on social media. Would love to hear from you. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can also check out the blog at www.gsmcbookreview.blogspot.com. One of these days I'm going to be able to say that straight through without having to pause and think about it. Thank you so much for joining me. Please join me again next week. In the meantime, go get yourself lost in a good book.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.